Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Jones, one of the authors of the Financial Times Management Blog, which can be found at www.ft.com/managementblog. This is the third and final part of my interview with Tom Peters. You just mentioned Wall Street. What's your analysis of the credit crunch at the moment?
Well, and I think I'm more or less attributing accurately, and I'm sure as heck not going to tell you that I saw it coming. But I really buy, and it's consistent with everything you and I have talked about that I've done for the last 25 or 30 years. At the end of the day, if the loan for $500,000 US, not very many pounds or euros these days, if the loan for $500,000 is made to somebody who is unemployed, Mary Jones and Bill Jones ain't going to be able to pay the loan back. And somewhere under derivatives, super derivatives is the reality of a basic business transaction. And as we all, you begin, and everybody who is listening to this knows this 10 times better than I do, the financial system is a shell game, and it always has been. I deposit a buck with you, you lend all 20 of it. And so, it's always been smoke and mirrors. And, at some level, if more people understood how it works, there would be runs on the bank as there were, in town here every day of the year. So we blew the fundamental asset. When I was teaching at Stanford, I happened to be about two doors down from Bill Sharp, who didn't do the Scholes thing, but he won a Nobel Prize for doing one of the damn derivative things. And the notion was, fundamentally that we can remove risk from Earth. And reality became more and more and more separated from what was going on. And it's not, as awful as it's been, a couple trillion bucks or whatever number you want to use, thank God the whistle was blown at some point. Mm. The fact that a kid in the relatively lower ranks of Societe Generale could create a position of $75 billion, for God's sakes, it's insane.
One could argue that is a situation where innovation has gone mad, and what was lacking was proper controls, which would have been the result of a slightly more boring form of management than the type of management that you've advocated down the years. Very sort of box-ticking, conscientious, but fundamentally quite dull supervision. Do you think that this is a case of being...
I don't know what I think, because I lived in Silicon Valley through the dot-com boom and bust, and both sides of it. The world of innovation is the same, has always been like this world. The madness of crowds, we go way too far, and the bubble pricks. We have to do it to innovate. I've been reading some stuff about American railroads, and the United States between, 1885 and 1900, tore out 90% of the railroads that they had built during the prior 70 years. Well, during that prior 70 years, everybody and his brother, you and me and two friends, could have started a railroad. The wonderful news was America got railroads more rapidly in a conclusive fashion than anybody else. The bad news was there was a bubble. My view on Silicon Valley is simply we did more effective, rapid, useful experimentation in 10 years. And if you live in a $14 trillion company economy, you say, what the hell, it only cost $1 trillion. But find me an arena, whether it's automobiles, whether it's steel, you look at infrastructure, whether it was canals, whether it was railroads, and you always go through this. Without insanity, there is no innovation. And God help us had we had, you know, I'm stealing the words of the old Watson, Tom Senior at IBM, who, you know, something went wrong and somebody said, let's put a control system on, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, Watson said, the good news is we'd save a couple $1,000,000. The bad news is we'd never have another system 360, which, of course, was the bellwether system, you know, in the 1960s and into the 70s. So I'm not in the least bit in, I'm in favor, the world is a messy place. And so we go crazy and nutty, and then we put in Sarbanes-Oxley, and governments don't own scalpels, they only own blunderbusses, and so we go too far, and then, you know, we were just, when that mess came along, we were just in the process of unwinding Glass-Steagall, which had been put in place in the 20s, and that's the way life is. And, you know, so you have your ups, you have your downs. Obviously, 25 years from now, vetted versions of most of these financial instruments, seventh generation, will be serving this global market, and without them, it's impossible. And you know, over control. If you forced me with a gun at my head, I would say over control is worse than under control. You know, I live in a country that gets hammered every now and then. We're being hammered now. And the only damn thing that saves us is there's another crop of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And if there's a single thing that we've done well, it's God alone knows why. But, you know, people keep saying, you know, I can topple IBM, I can topple Apple, and my God, one out of every 2,000 does. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask one final question, if we have just a minute. You have been a fantastic popularizer of management through your books, but now there's been a wave of television shows which have gone to the next stage. What do you make of shows like The Apprentice?
The Apprentice, per se? Shall we talk about my personal opinion of Donald Trump?
What? We have a version in the UK as well with with Sir Alan Sugar. But I mean, the general principle, do you think that they've gone too far in terms of making it more into a game of confrontation rather than actual problem solving?
Well, yeah, but did you really expect to get top-level management consulting and problem solving from watching The Tube when you'd had six glasses of wine at 10 o'clock at night? If you did, you deserve your sorry fate. I mean, my position is, what the hell?
That's a reasonable maxim. Tom Peters, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.